yours. The most banned network in the world.
Elon Musk came out yesterday and said he believes the singularity has already begun. We have another attempted assassination of Trump at Mar-a-Lago. We have a lot of insiders that have been very accurate in the past saying Trump is set to strike Iran sometime in the next 48 hours. But that keeps going back and forth, moving very, very quickly. We then also have the massive terror attacks, particularly on the West Coast of Mexico. And then, of course, we have just the over-the-top, completely insane Epstein emails that people are digging through. And the ongoing attempted cover-up by the Justice Department of that, even though it's 99% Democrats, so sad, so dangerous, so destructive. And it's 100%, they're not even hiding eating babies. They're not even hiding murdering people, sex slaves, you name it. I mean, these are ultra-degenerate people. And that's the thing about evil. Normal people think that just can't be. Archaeologists just discovered a few months ago in Carthage the remains of hundreds of thousands of dead children burned to death to Moloch. That's just one city-state that was doing it. Thousands of urns were just full of the burnt, desiccated bodies, and they can tell, because they were sealed, that the people were burned alive. They weren't burning dead bodies. And you got Megyn Kelly saying, oh, there's no elites that eat kids. No, no, no. That's just why it's in every archaeological dig in the world. And some cults didn't eat the people. They just kill you and then drain your blood and give it to Kali in India. Where do you think you get the name thug? From people that would grab you off the road, grab you off the street, strangle you so there wouldn't be any blood loss, and then rush out to a temple and slit your throat to Kali and give the blood to Kali so rats could come drink it. Yeah, could come with some pretty cool stuff, huh? So, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, that's a true story, but not that it's cool. So, whatever the most horrible thing you could ever even imagine, then imagine something even worse. Now you're getting close, okay? Like giving everybody shots they know erase your immune system and give you blood clots and cancer and infertility. So that's where we are. And Congressman Massey responded to my breakdown yesterday where I spent like 7 minutes breaking down all the new Epstein stuff, about 7 minutes on him. And I just said, hey, the Trump administration is guilty trying to suppress this. The Democrats did it previously. Now they say they want it all out, even though it's destroying them in live time, because they know it's so powerful. Trump's involved in self-immolation if he doesn't just get it all out now and get real people in that will prosecute. But I said, regardless, Massey and the 100 senators and the hundreds of Congress members, the House members, they have access to at least the 3 million files and can go get the unredacted ones and give it to us. I've read thousands of emails about raping children and cannibalism and murdering people and drinking blood and all of this stuff. And we want to know who's saying this is Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm not blaming Massey. And people are like, well, that's Trump. It's his fault. It's covered up. I understand that. This is two separate things. We need to unredact the stuff in Congress that they have, and they need to release it. They can do that now. We've talked to Massey. He agrees. So I'm right. This is a no-brainer. Can't believe some of you argue with that. It's unbelievable. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father. God loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, Dakota Waylon Jennings.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
De Vargas, but in Guadalajara, many other areas of Mexico, airports, hospitals are being attacked, gas stations, roads. The one of the major drug cartels out there, one of the most violent, has always said, if you do anything to us, we are going to destroy tourism and disable the country. And so that's what terrorists do, is they hold you hostage. And this is why Mexico hasn't really ever done anything about the drug cartels. But worse than that, they basically work with them and run them. But then they're constantly getting in fights with each other. They're constantly stabbing each other in the back. And, of course, the CIA in the past has been declassified to a great extent. We play different cartels off against each other. Didn't really run the cartels, but we'd work with certain ones, manipulate other ones. This is a big deal. And so as soon as I saw this morning, or about 5-6 hours ago when it started, I said, well, Trump's been saying he's going to strike if the Mexicans don't. I bet the U.S. aided in this. And indeed, the U.S. was involved in this. So the big question is, are they going to now launch attacks inside the United States? And if you want to know what it'll look like if Iran does activate Hezbollah that has real sleeper cells inside this country, what you're seeing in Mexico is it. So this is just really serious. And you see all the other escalations happening all over the place in the world because there's a political, cultural, economic, populational, technological quickening happening that crescendos into what Ray Kurzweil and then Elon Musk and others call the singularity. And I don't know if that's something that'll actually happen, but you certainly have a lot of large events that are similar to it, but not as complete. Now, the latest Epstein information is shocking and absolutely bone-chilling. Just unbelievable. And we're going to be getting into that tonight. Just the arrogance and the openness and the scale of the cannibalism, the murdering of children and babies, the buying of babies, is just staggering. And again, this is what the FBI released. 98% has not been released. And they said a few weeks ago, oh, we've released half of what we have. Now we learn, no, that's half of the 2%. And can you imagine what is being held back? And you got everybody in disbelief, like Megyn Kelly, oh, there's no way this is happening. No, this is happening. I've been telling you for 30 plus years. And I was told this by, again, top FBI agents, you name it. And you've got them talking about hunting parties, hunting people, killing them, hunting groups of black people, others killing them. And now you've got the attorney general of New Mexico saying, oh, we know there's bodies buried. We know all the witnesses don't even know each other, told us the same thing. You know, underground stuff, you name it. And Zorro Ranch was never raided. First, it was 7,500 acres. Then he bought more. And yet he was given use of national parks, state parks. So he had tens of thousands of acres at his disposal. And then you've got the King of England's brother, who was in line to be the king when he died, now being removed from the royal family completely, being removed from the line of succession. And you've got his girlfriend of decades saying, quote, in an interview with Mariana Fall, it's far worse than the public knows, speaking of Epstein in general. So, but she's, you know, a lady, she's a royal. So this is ultra massive, den of sin inside Epstein's last refuge ranch, with buried bodies and celeb guests, as full scale of horror is yet to be revealed. Trump, according to a lot of really good sources, he may change his mind, is set to hit Iran in the next 48 hours. The bombers, the fuelers, the fighter bombers, the B-2 bombers, they're all ready to go. They're all in place. You got another assassin being killed, former army at Mar-a-Lago overnight. Got into the facility, got onto the grounds with a shotgun and gasoline, got killed. It's all coming up today. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The way we reach more people is you sharing the live feeds to the local radio station you're listening to. If you're listening to a local radio station, but you got family outside the town, send them the link to Infowars.com/show. Send them the link to Real Alex Jones on X or the Alex Jones Show on Rumble. You're the ambassadors. You're the emissaries. You are the missionaries getting the truth of this battle of good versus evil out. And no one has been more accurate than myself on a wide spectrum of major issues. It's just true. The enemy recognizes me as the main threat in the media. They've said I'm the main threat. There's Carnegie Endowment, Ford Foundation documents, Rockefeller documents that have come out 15 years ago, 2013, when they really said this guy, if he continues, is going to bring down our globalist system. Well, that means if I wake you up to get involved, it brings down their globalist system. And now it's in tatters. So our most important work is now at hand. Thank you for your support. You aren't supporters of the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. That belongs to you, regardless of what happens to this facility or me or the website, InfoWars.com. The InfoWar doesn't just live forever. It gets stronger. It's not just evergreen. It's ultra green. It's uber green. It's infinity green, meaning it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. They call a movie or something that just gets, you know, stays good with time, evergreen. No, we are infinity green. So we're covering it all, but I want to go to a John Bound report. I'm really the epicenter of the global pedophile network, the UK, and the latest developments there. We're going to come back with all the incredible footage and breakdown of the terror attacks in Mexico and what I believe is coming next. Stay with us.
Between 1999 and 2002, when she was underage, she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew on several occasions. What was your reaction when you heard that?
Well, knowing him as I know him, and he's one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, and my best friend, and great father to my children, I just thought, I don't understand in this day and age how people can make salacious lies up. This is defamation of character of a person that is the opposite of how he's being portrayed.
Did Prince Andrew have a nickname at that time?
It was called the plain and simple, because unfortunately, he upset everyone he come across. He was the most unpopular member of the royal family while I was there. And he was just rude, arrogant. I mean, his sense of self-entitlement was breathtaking.
The Epstein fallout, raining like molten disgust from the sky, is so widespread that the panic amongst the normies has cracked wide open, while the scramble to close Pandora's box by the ghoulish establishment continues to ramp up. The pseudo-British monarchy, pseudo because they are actually German, is again under fire as King Charles, longtime pal of the late cadaver-raping pedophile Jimmy Savile, watches his disgraced brother Prince Andrew get hauled in by police amid the latest Epstein file dumps. The UK elite, essentially a pedo class at this point.
Oh, no, some people want the age of consent to be 4.
What?
What country is this?
UK, our nation, yes.
What?
If you look at the people who were involved in the paedophile information exchange, which was most, had most of its power probably from the 70s onwards, 80s, 90s, they had funding from the Home Office in the 90s. Mm. Those people are still around. In fact, one of the members of the paedophile information exchange is the treasurer of Edinburgh Pride. Some of them are academics and they look very, very, you know, professional as they're talking about the importance of, you know, giving children their own autonomy.
Tom O'Carroll is a self-confessed, unrepentant paedophile and one of the founding members of the Paedophile Information Exchange. He now shies away from advocating the age of four. Too easily misunderstood, he says.
The age of four came into it insofar as children by that age are normally verbal and can normally say whether they are liking a particular kind of activity or not.
A proclivity passed down from the late Lord Mountbatten Windsor to his pedo relatives.
To the royal family, he was irreplaceable, especially to Prince Charles, who grew up under Mountbatten's watchful eye. But there's one lesson Charles never knew he was being taught: how to hide desire in plain sight. Because Mountbatten was married, but not monogamous, not straight, and not harmless. A 1944 FBI file described him as a homosexual with a perversion for young boys. That wasn't just American paranoia. British intelligence, too, noted that Mountbatten had a lust for working-class youth, often teenage naval cadets, the kind who couldn't say no. In the 1970s, guests at his Broadlands estate described weekends filled with entertainment that rarely included his wife.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was arrested on his ominous 66th birthday of suspicion of misconduct in public office, tied to his Epstein connections and espionage against the state that can carry a life sentence.
Ghislaine Maxwell's family have seen fit to comment. Astonished to see Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested today over alleged misconduct in public office linked to material from the so-called Epstein files. You are related to a woman who has been charged with sex trafficking crimes, and you are saying allegedly called the Epstein files. He is entitled to the presumption of innocence and a fair process. What fair process have any of the victims of your relative, Ghislaine Maxwell, received?
Andrew was held for 12 hours, then released under investigation, with cops raiding his former homes the next day. Fresh emails show him allegedly sharing sensitive UK government information about trips to Southeast Asia and Afghan investments with Epstein back in 2010 to 2011 during his trade rep days.
Now they're releasing photos out of the Epstein file of him with fake breasts with babies, playing with babies on the ground with fake breasts. And there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails all about how do we get babies to suck better? Well, you play a tape with their mama when they're real hungry. You stick it in their mouth. This is training aids to get the babies to willingly approach you. Oh, you like playing with that breast, that fake rubber breast? Here's the breast right here for you. So you give them a fake breast with milk in it or whatever. They used to suck it on that, and they used to bring them over, and now suck on this. And I'm sorry to be gross, but that's what Ted Gunderson told me they did 30 years ago. Now it's in the files.
Do you, sir, believe that these dreadful allegations of babies being sacrificed are true?
I absolutely believe it, without any doubt. Based on the information that's been given to me across the country by numerous survivors and by confidential sources and informants.
Then why don't you name these people and arrest them? Never a name, never an arrest. These women come out of a group and they insist that they know the people in the group, and yet they do not identify these large, mysterious cults. Name them and arrest them and get them off the street.
Does he not make a valid point?
He makes a valid point. The problem with that is, number one, police officers don't believe it. I may believe it. You may believe it. Some people in your audience may believe it. They don't believe it. Number two, if you decide to investigate these people, you have to, number one, handle it from an undercover operation. If you put an undercover operation into effect, then you have, in a sense, your own police officers become involved in these heinous crimes, and they are, of course, become murderers.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
All right, we're going to get back into the latest developments on the Epstein firestorm. Congressman Massey responded to what I had to say yesterday, saying, you and the rest of Congress have the power to unredact. You have access to the unredacted. And that's the first thing MTG said when Congress was given access, which they congressionally weren't given. They can have it, and they ordered it, basically. The DOJ knew that. And she said, then we need to have searches for pizza, searches for beef jerky, searches for sex slave, which is all in there, all that stuff. And I'm not mad at Massey. I know the DOJ is covering it up. I'm saying, though, 3 weeks has gone by now, and I've got thousands of these horrible emails, and Massey responded again today, and I'm going to just leave it at that, and I've just been in communication. I'll leave it there. He said, absolutely. He goes, I'm burning the candle at both ends. I need you, when people send in the emails of what they want checked, send us a list. Make sure you put the code that is at the bottom of each email so we can get it, and we will unredact it. Yes, he is a hero. I was not blaming him. I was saying any member of Congress that doesn't start doing this can't then say the DOJ is the only one covering up. They're now aiding in it. And so I was just lighting a fire, making a big issue about this, because I am so incredibly frustrated, and I want this information. Alex Jones calls on Congressman Massey to reveal redacted names from Epstein files after House members accused or access uncensored docs. So there you go. And that's a whole nother subject, whole nother area, because I've been nice for 3 weeks, just like MTG. She's out of Congress now. She can't see it. Saying, okay, here's some emails we want checked. Here's some. And obviously, it's a giant job. He can't do it all. Even all 500 members of the Congress and the House and Senate, they can't do it. But we can certainly get a lot of it out and then pass another law ordering full unredaction. Now, joining us in a moment from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, beautiful, there on the West Coast, one of my favorite places in the world, not the main town, that's just flat, it's the Pacific Ocean, but you go about 35 miles south into the rainforest, and this crystal clear green water, prettier than Hawaii. I've never seen stuff this pretty, okay? And it's just so sad. Great culture, one of the oldest Catholic churches in this hemisphere is there, 500 years old. I mean, it's just amazing town, and I've researched it. If you go against the cartel there, they've said, we will burn it down. We will blow it up. That's why the Mexican government never did anything, because they're held hostage. I said, when this first started 6 hours ago, I said, you watch. The U.S. military was involved in this, and now we're probably going to end up having attacks up here. But that's the way it is, folks, because Trump is actually cutting off the CIA funding. The New York Times said, it'll crash the stock market if you don't let them launder their money. With Trump, that it's really different. I don't trust all his administration, the bureaucrats, to actually do it. But this is a big deal. And this is directly out of that. So let's roll some footage here of some of the shootouts, the burning cars, people taking hostage at the airport. All of this dramatic footage. Here it is.
Algo está pasando. Todo el mundo está corriendo. Cualquier cosa les avisamos.
Pero qué pasó.
No sabemos, todavía no sabemos qué está pasando.
There are literally hundreds of dramatic clips like this. So many I can't even keep track of them all. Hundreds and hundreds of burning buses, 18-wheelers, cars. They're blocking the roads, burning down all sorts of buildings. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attacks, not just in Puerto Vallarta, but in Guadalajara and other cities. Hospitals are being attacked. Hundreds of videos of police and military in gun battles. This all after the Mexican army, with the U.S. help, kills leader of powerful new generation cartel. Mexican forces kill El Mencho, nation's most wanted cartel boss. Trump said they would do this, but they didn't stop shipping in fentanyl. This is a big deal. Major travel advisories to Mexico because of the CJNG cartel. I predict that Trump's going to send in a big military operation if Mexico authorizes it, and they finally have been bending to his will on that. But we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, in the U.S., gun-wielding Guatemalan under deportation order killed in standoff with police in Georgia. Detroit cops suspended for calling Border Patrol during traffic stops in violation of policy. Chief says his goal is to fire them. It's all coming up. Dan Dix joins us for a little bit of this segment and the next segment. Dan Dix is in Puerto Vallarta. He shot a lot of incredible footage that's on his X account. We'll be going to some of that coming up so he can give us a firsthand as a documentary filmmaker, investigative journalist at Press for Truth. He's out of Canada, but in Mexico. I'm not sure if he was there on vacation or there working on a documentary. Dan Dix, please tell us what's happening. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Actually, I'm in town working. I've been in here speaking at a conference for the last 5 days, and today was supposed to be my one day on the beach, but that all changed quickly when all of a sudden there was smoke filling the skies. I look around and there's literally cars on fire all around the resort where I'm here for the next day. And as you said, they're setting up roadblocks. They're setting Costco's on fire, OXO's on fire, storming hospitals, storming airports. It's absolute mayhem right now, Alex. They said potentially they would be entering private homes and hotels, resorts just like this, by 5 p.m. today if their demands are not met. So I don't think this is about to go away anytime soon. I'm supposed to hop on an airplane tomorrow, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen anymore, Alex, because the situation is getting pretty scary. I mean, I was just outside to shoot a quick video report, and it was an absolute desolate just wasteland, and also eerily quiet because everybody is gone. And military drove past me very, very slowly with their guns and their ski masks. And I thought for a second, man, is this it? Is this my moment? Because they could be the cartel. And even if they're not the cartel, they're the target for the cartel right now. And so I had this one little, I don't get too scared often when I do this kind of work, Alex, but I was shaking in my boots for a good 10 seconds there outside this hotel. But I'm in now. I'm safe for now, at least. And we're just going to see where this thing continues to go and how this unfolds over the next, you know, day or so. Hopefully I can.
I want to go back to some footage that just showed you. I believe it's from your site, Press for Truth, where you're standing on the beach. And it's the most powerful shot I've seen anybody put out yet. And it just shows 20 miles up the coast, all these plumes of smoke from all these fires. This is just amazing. Is this footage you shot?
Yeah, that's my footage, pressfortruth.ca. This is just like one of many plumes of smoke I was able to film. Just earlier to this, hotel staff were telling everybody to evacuate the beach. Everybody left the beach. All the people you're seeing here are new people who came out and didn't even, you know, the chairs open up and they just flood. They didn't know what was happening other than being able to see the smoke here. But yeah, this is my footage of just stepping outside the resort here for a minute, looking around and seeing multiple fires all over the place. There was another one on the other side of the building. So we were essentially surrounded by smoldering, burning cars. As I understand it, they target taxis. There was some attendees at the conference that I was just speaking at who their taxi was taken over. The driver was killed and murdered in front of them. All their luggage, including their passport, and was burnt in the car. So there's people who I was just spending time with at a conference whose lives have just been completely flipped upside down during this tragic event.
Absolutely. So, unbelievable. Pray for them and pray for your safety. When we come back, Dan, maybe stuck in there for a while, in beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, paradise turns into hell. We're going to come back and talk about, are they going to strike inside the United States? We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexshowstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are Patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. It's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you're a radio listener and you're not seeing this, we are showing footage from the coastline of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, some of the most beautiful beaches and water in the world, and just great culture. It's really my favorite place in Mexico, and I've been all over Mexico, and it's been relatively safe over the years, but the cartel that's run it has always said, you take out our leadership, we will destroy this place. They've threatened to take hostages. They have at the airport. We don't know the latest details on that. They've taken them at hospitals. I think at this point, to say hundreds of vehicles have been burned up is an underestimate. You got other attacks all over the country. You got police and military getting killed all over the place. They're just randomly killing bus drivers and taxi drivers and burning down Costco's. This is footage. Dan Dix, award-winning documentary filmmaker, who's there live at a business conference or media conference, and shooting this footage, and just so much more. He's actually shot footage of the cars being exploded. Very, very dangerous situation, and it's perfect case of compartmentalization. If you just joined us, they tell everybody get off the beach this morning when it's his only day off, Sunday. When it starts, and then everybody looks out their windows and sees them getting off the beach, so they run out to get their chairs. I mean, this is like, talk about polishing silverware on the deck of the Titanic. Dan Dix, please continue with your observations, what you've seen, and then obviously your geopolitical brain in your own right. Clearly, what I saw this morning, I said they're guaranteed the U.S. military is involved. Now they admit they were. The cartels have said they'll hit us in the U.S. as well. That is obviously not wise of them, but that's shown they're willing to basically do anything. This, I think, is going to escalate quickly. What do you think?
Well, as I understand it, Alex, there's now military helicopters flying around the area. And I've heard that in the past, when these types of things have happened before, the cartel have targeted them and have even shot at them. They literally have rocket launchers at their disposal, these cartel members, and can potentially do that. So this thing could still potentially escalate to some majorly, seriously bad situations. As it is right now, I should tell you, this could get cut. They've warned that they might cut the power. And that, you know, that could be happening at any minute now, just to try to, I guess, stifle their plans. And so we, like you mentioned, I'm just leaving a conference. They're actually still doing this conference, the Dollar Vigilante Summit, the TDV Summit, is still going on right now. And I'm seeing reports of people who are being forced out of their hotels. They're looking out their window from their balconies over there, and they're seeing the same things I'm seeing from here. Cars on fire, motorcycles on fire, convenience stores being blown up. So as I understand it, this is happening all over Mexico. It's like countrywide right now. I'm, of course, in Puerto Vallarta. But yeah, I think there's a good chance this is not just going to be kind of a one-off event for this particular day. I think this certainly could continue to escalate over the next coming days, maybe even week, as the military now has promised to get involved. And where is that going to go from here? Only time will tell. But I'm going to basically just bunker down. As I said earlier, I went outside and it got a little scary for a moment there. So I'm sure my mom would appreciate if I just sit tight right here in this current resort where it seems to be safe for now.
And just to be clear, you're saying the government's talking about cutting the power.
Correct. The government is talking about cutting the power. I can only, you know, assume this is to try to, you know, stifle the efforts of the cartel to do whatever they're going to do. But that's the understanding that I have, you know, just from hearing some of the things on the grounds here. So it's,
well, where is Bukele when you need him? They have the highest crime rate in the world, now the second lowest in the world, just because they arrested 40,000 people that all have criminal records already. Their tattoos show how many murders they've committed. I mean, you know, these are desperate measures here. But desperate times call for desperate measures. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody's desperate here. And, you know, when you're talking about taking out one of the top drug kingpins in the Mexican cartel, that's like basically a declaration of war. You know what I mean? So, as I said, I don't think this thing's going to slow down anytime soon. These guys mean serious business. They have rocket launchers. I've seen the footage of cartel members who are dressed up looking like the military. That's why you can't really be too sure on who you're dealing with here. So if you're out in the streets, anybody who you see that looks like military, stay the heck away from them, because they could be cartel, and obviously they also could be the target of the cartel. So
what do we know about the latest on hostages in the airport and all the rest of it?
Yeah, I've seen scary footage of people running for their lives in Guadalajara airport. The Puerto Vallarta airport right here in Puerto Vallarta had quite a scare. There was people who were ordered off their airplane running around on the tarmac or whatever you call it, like the outside of the airplanes trying to get escorted to a bus to safety. So basically, you know, everything is being shut down right now. As I said, it's like a deserted wasteland outside of this particular resort right now. Scary times. I, you know, didn't see this coming, obviously. You know, I'm supposed to be relaxing today, the final, my one and only day to take some time to spend some time with my wife on the beach, but that quickly got flipped upside down. But, you know, let's not worry about me. There's people who have died today. You know, there's families who are missing their loved ones today. And so, you know, we need to pray for everybody that in Puerto Vallarta right now, because as I said, I don't think this is about to slow down. I don't, this is just too big right now to just stop, you know, today.
It's massively kinetic. And so the most vicious cartel, this new generation cartel, is not playing games. And obviously, you know, the cartels tend to fight with each other. If they got unified, it'd be a big issue. They've got armored personnel carriers, tanks, you name it. They got a lot of that equipment up on the Arizona border, Texas border. And that's why Trump's put the military on the border. Some would say, oh, well, you know, Trump's escalated this by going after the cartels. It shows that Mexico is a failed state to a great extent. When you've got stuff like this going on, and you know, there's been quite a few times that we've sent the U.S. military into Mexico. I'm not trying to endorse that. I'm just saying that is the point that we're really getting at getting to here, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Like the situation is clearly out of control. You know, something has to be done when you've got cartel members who have this much power. I mean, they certainly run the show around here. And that if that, you know, is just allowed to continue, you know, just, you know, unvetted or whatever, more people are going to die. More, you know, situations are going to like this are going to arise, you know, when they can just have carte blanche power to do whatever they want. So, again, this looks like the beginning of something big. You know, this is like a cartel war. This is a showdown with the government and those who want to run the show.
You
and,
said it. This is a war, not even a civil war. This is a drug cartels that are acting as the government in many places, controlling many of the members of the Mexican Congress and governors. They say more than half the governors are under cartels' control. And so Trump is right when he says that Mexico is a failed state. The drug cartels have essentially taken it over. And you're seeing an example right here. This is the definition of terrorism: carrying out violence or threatening violence for your political, cultural, economic demands. To scare the public and government into submission. And that's what this is. And I agree with you that, I mean, I would imagine that I think the airport's closed where you are now, right?
Yeah, everything is shut down. They're not letting anybody fly. And in fact, you know, I wanted to just run to the store to grab some things, and they strictly advised me here at the hotel at the concierge, do not go outside. And I got to admit, that's pretty good advice. Like when I went outside earlier, I feared for my life for a good solid 10 seconds there when the military drove by. I was standing right in front of a burning car that was just smoldering. There was another one a few hundred feet back, and I'm sitting there shooting a video on my cell phone as I do, you know, just documenting this stuff. And these guys creep on by. They slow right down. My heart started beating, Alex. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty intense and pretty scary. So everybody is essentially on lockdown right now in Puerto Vallarta. Everybody is advised, do not leave your hotel room. Do not leave your home. And maybe that's why the cartel said, we're going to go into homes and we're going to go into hotels at 5 o'clock p.m. Puerto Vallarta time if their demands aren't met. So even being on lockdown inside of these nice, fancy resorts, not that fancy, but it's a nice resort, you're not necessarily safe right
now. Just
to
be clear, from the footage you showed up and down the coast there, because it goes on for like 40 miles and runs up into the beautiful rainforest mountains. I've stayed there in the south where basically it ends, and there's just one road then going into the jungle. It is just ultra gorgeous. People are so nice there, the nicest I've run into, you know, in Mexico in general. And again, it's the epicenter of this. Like you said, all over Mexico, this is happening right now. And it looks to me like the footage you shot, they were burning cars and things very, very close to you, burning buildings.
Yeah, extremely close. You can see the resort there, the blue balconies. Directly on the other side of that was a huge plume of smoke. And that's when I decided, you know what, let me grab, you know, a camera. Let me go outside and start to document this stuff, because, you know, that's what I do. And I happen to be here right when it's kicking off. So I did exactly that. I put myself in danger's way to try to, you know, get you guys the footage. And thankfully, nothing bad happened. But I mean, there's probably other reporters.
Well, you got this footage right here, burning vehicles right there.
Oh, they're all over the place. You know, cars exploding, buses on fire, taxi cabs on fire. It's not even safe to be jumping into a Uber. Here's where the security was advising everybody to get off the beach, get away from the tiki hut bar, get away from these, you know, these things. And then, like you said, everybody kind of flowed in when they saw, oh, the seats are free, and they don't even know what's going on. So this is why we have to report on this stuff, Alex, because, you know, the mainstream media is sure not – going to tell it like it is. And that's why it's so incredibly important. I want to thank you for having me on the show so we can break this down, what's happening live in Puerto Vallarta, because people's lives have been changed today. I would just really call out for the viewers of this show to pray for everybody in Puerto Vallarta. It's absolutely tragic what we've seen today.
All right. I'm going to go to one of your reports right now. I'm going to let you get back to uploading and taking care of your wife. In closing, how's your wife handling this?
She's okay. I mean, it's a scary situation. I know her mom and my mom are watching at home right now, you know, praying as well, hopefully, you know, hoping we stay safe. But it's certainly a scary situation. I mean, this was supposed to be her one day. You know, she's been helping me at this conference. I've been speaking at this conference for the last 5 days, and we had one day to enjoy ourselves on the beach. But work calls, Alex, and so, you know, I do.
Yeah,
I
you must not been working. You must have been working a lot, because if I was down there, I'd be red as a lobster even if I was working. I was in Miami working, but I still found some time to get out on the beach. All right, Dan Dix, be safe. Join us again. When were you supposed to fly out?
I'm supposed to fly out tomorrow evening, but that's all up in the air now. I really don't know what's going to happen anymore. I may have to extend my stay. That's very, very possible. So if you want to hop on again tomorrow, we can do
that.
Yeah,
please, please. We'll be following you on X, Press for Truth. And yeah, the morning show, my show tomorrow, the morning show, 8 a.m. Central. And of course, my show, 11 a.m. Central. Dan Dix, PFT, Press for Truth, there on X. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Wow. I mean, I almost went on vacation in Puerto Vallarta in January. Came 2 inches, but was too busy. Was just going to go for 5 days. I was going to take my middle daughter for her birthday. Her birthday's right after mine, but that's when we could go. And I just said, honey, I'm just too busy. I'm not going to do it. Wow. Again, the big issue here is that obviously this is going to continue to escalate. Even if it fizzles right now, you get a fire this big, this much kinetic action. The Mexican elements of the Mexican government that aren't as corrupt, they're going to go wild. I predict Trump is going to really crack down now, and this validates what he's been saying. And then I predict they're going to kill federal agents in Mexico and the United States. And I think any feds listening to that, any DEA or federal marshals or FBI, I think they know that. And I mean, they're going to kill you. And so then you got the Democrats with a backdrop, you know, releasing all these people, letting them out. I see articles every day where someone will murder somebody and a liberal judge lets them out and they go rape somebody else. I mean, I got 3 or 4 examples, new ones today. I mean, total cuckoo town. And then all over these blue cities, if the police pull somebody over and they've got a murder conviction or a rape conviction, they're there illegally, and the cops call ICE, and they're fired in Minnesota, they're fired in Michigan, they're fired in California, they're fired in blue cities in Texas. That is freaking criminal. Just today, multiple illegal aliens dying in firefights, trying to kill the feds that come. I mean, it's just crazy. And you've seen all these attacks on the border now, shooting up the Border Patrol and the Marines, the Army, because they're all so damn emboldened now. All right. You have the second attempted assassination at Mar-a-Lago overnight, the assassin being killed. Former Army with gasoline and a shotgun. Got through the wire, got onto the property. You've got Trump, maybe a negotiation tactic, but he's got the bombers already, and they told the military to get ready to go in the next 48 hours. That's from high-level sources I have. And high-level CIA sources as well. I'll be getting to that coming up. I want to first get into the Epstein stuff and, again, explain how politics works, folks, and why I called out Congressman Massey in a nice way yesterday, and it was very successful at doing what I wanted. I said to my co-host, Thomas Siska is going to be joining me later in the next hour with a bunch of research he's done on the Epstein stuff. Minute by minute, it's coming out. So horrible. So unbelievable. But we already knew. But it's just total confirmation. And I said, watch this. And I knew what I was doing with the Massey thing. And I explained it to Massey. He says he understands, gets it. So going to leave it at that. So very, very good things happening. But I don't know why other people don't know how to pull this type of stuff, okay? And I'll explain what I pulled yesterday, confuse a lot of people, and it got instant success, okay? I'll explain coming up. But first, here's a short report from Dan Dix. Pray for everybody in Mexico, and pray for our law enforcement, because the cartels have always said, and they've done it before, you mess with us, particularly this one, we're going to kill law enforcement. And they're just killing random taxi drivers and random people at airport attendants and tourists. Okay, so these people don't play games. They've got to be smashed. And we got to have zero tolerance for these drugs coming in. And notice, cartels 30 years ago weren't devil worshippers in Mexico. They weren't sacrificing kids then. They wouldn't kill kids back then. Like the Italian mafia here. And now they're all into devil worship, and they're all into killing kids and raping women and selling organs, because they just get worse and worse. That's how evil is. The more you let it fester like a wound, like gangrene, it gets worse and worse. And that's why it's got to be dealt with. Here's Dan Dix reporting from the epicenter of the terror attacks in Puerto Vallarta.
So everybody is being told to leave the area right now here on the beach. The tiki bar is being cleared out. All of these things are being cleared out. It's being roped off right now. They're asking that everybody vacate the area and leave immediately. You can see the smoke. I don't know if you can, the smoke in the sky. But we were just walking on the beach and we saw smoke everywhere. And we're being informed that there's major, major cartel violence happening right now all over Puerto Vallarta. Apparently, they've captured a top-ranking cartel member. And when that happens, all-out war happens. A number of cars have been set on fire, motorcycles set on fire. In fact, there were some attendees of Anarcopoco who were in a taxi cab. Taxi drivers are apparently targeted by the cartel. They had their car shot at, the taxi driver was murdered, and the car was set on fire. All of their luggage has been burnt, including their clothes and passports, in fact. So it's a pretty scary, dire situation right now. We're being told, do not go out at all. Do not walk in the streets. Do not get in a taxi or an Uber. Do not go to the airport. In fact, the entire airport may be shut down right now because of this cartel violence. I mean, we heard Trump mentioning a while back that he's going to go after the cartel in Mexico. Is this the beginning of that? Are we witnessing it live? I don't know, but everybody here has just been instructed to leave the area immediately. The entire beach here is being shut down. It's clearing out. And really, really intense situation going on here in Puerto Vallarta. So I'm going to continue to document this as we do. We're going to stay safe in our hotel. I don't know if you can see the smoke in the air, but it's all over the place. It's thinned out now in the last hour, but apparently, from what I understand, there's a whole bunch of cartel violence happening all over the city right now. We don't fly out until tomorrow, but hopefully it's not going to be an issue for us, because as it is right now, the airports might even be shut down. I hear the military is getting involved. Some of these cartel have, in the past, shot down military helicopters because they literally own rocket launchers. So this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. Again, everybody is being forced to vacate the bar, the beach area, and smoke in the air. Major situation.
All right, we'll be following this as it unfolds. The whole world's kicking off. That is the time we're in. Now, let me give you a little prelude to this. Yesterday I did a live show for like 3 hours, and I covered all the newest horrible Epstein stuff. Now there's even more. How the DOJ is actively covering up, how this is terrible, how the Democrats themselves are cherry-picking things and using innuendo against Trump, and all the real bad stuff's 99% them, but then why is Trump covering up? It's just a horrible situation. And then I said, you've had 3 weeks, Congress. You're able to go in and see it unredacted. I want to start seeing the emails about we're delivering the sex slaves and dead bodies and draining blood of children and buying babies and one kid for seven people and all this stuff. I want to see those names unredacted of Jeffrey Epstein. And I said, Massey's been the leader of exposing this. He's been a hero. And so I want to see it from him. MTG asked him 3 weeks ago, hey, this is what I want to see looked at. People are like, well, wait, Massey's not the one covering up. We know the DOJ is doing it. I'm saying on this area, two separate things, we need to start seeing the unmasking in the beef jerky and the deliveries of the pizza and the buying the babies and hunting the humans. And I've got dozens of new ones with Epstein talking about eating babies, delivering the flesh of babies to people where they say babies. I'll be covering it with Thomas Siska coming in. And hunting humans and hunting black people and all of this stuff, okay? And then we have all these witnesses saying those things over the decades, not just with him, but other cults. So that's why this is so horrible. These aren't jokes, okay? This is real. And so we need what we've got to, okay, the FBI redacted it. They shouldn't have, or the DOJ, but now Congress has a right to see it. They need to start releasing that stuff. There's thousands of bombshell ones, okay, that are red-handed evidence of crime. Unmask them now. Why do you think all these resignations are happening of leftists and globalists worldwide? It's them. We have their ass. But people in Congress, and I've talked to some of them, they're scared to specifically go after people. They're willing to put it out and let you figure it out, but I get people being scared. I get people being primaried. I get people being threatened when they do the right thing. So pray for Massey. But I'm up here strategically looking at this, and I knew that if I came out, because it's just a log jam on purpose at the DOJ, and said, okay, they're covering up, we know that, but we have 3 million emails over here with the names and all the horrible crimes. This is proof right here, enough to blow their whole system to hell. So let's try to get the stuff they're hiding, but we got this right now. Congress, release the damn names. And then I tied it to Massey. If you and everybody else don't start doing that, I'll say you're part of it. I didn't say you were part of it. I said I'm being sensational to make this a big focal point because it is sensational and to get everybody thinking about what we already have, okay? God, I mean, that seems so simple to me. Where is the logic? Why did no one else think of this? For 3 weeks I've been saying, it's unredacted, okay? Give it to us. People like choose sides. Well, Trump's bad and Massey's good, so we're asking Massey to do it. He is good, so we're asking him to do it. All right, all orders at thealexjonesstore.com and the very best supplements, you name it, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, big sale going right now. It ends tomorrow. Free hat, InfoWars hat, free 1776 hat with every order right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for the funding. We're fighting tyranny point blank. Fearlessly stay with us. Channel Feed. Today and tomorrow, the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle. It only happens every few months where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle. You get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. There's a time where there's a crossover for 1 week. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time, it's probably just last throughout the weekend, I'm told, is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. I noticed everybody else copied it, which is cool. I just go, why don't we have that classic design back? So they brought it back, and it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. And it's simple, it's clean, and a leftist probably won't kill you or murder you for it. You know, if you have like a MAGA or InfoWars hat, that's a real adventure. This is just at the airport or wherever. Hey, Patriots know. And it's just exciting. Spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the store, become a VIP for $30 a month. You can cancel any time for free. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month. The minute you click that button for $30, you get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers, special sales, top everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. And it's really no commitment. You just get better deals. Cancel any time for free. One click in your profile. Everyone should be a VIP. Also, sometimes stuff runs out and sells out. You don't want it to happen? Become a subscriber. Cancel any time. They hold it back for you at the biggest discounts as well. Become a VIP, become a subscriber. But regardless, share the live feeds of the show. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, cable stations, because that's how we reach the people and that's how we change the world. The whole globalist house of cards is coming down. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. Nothing's going to stop that. Stay with us. Massive guest straight ahead.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.